Welcome to this edition of Hero of the Week. This is Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting, inviting you to listen in as I speak with Tech Sergeant Joshua Roberts of the United States Air Force. He joins us now from his current duty station in Italy. Tech Sergeant Roberts, welcome and thanks for being with us today.
No, thank you, Matt.
Tech Sergeant, you're in the Air Force and you're a munitions specialist. What sort of work are you doing each day as a munitions specialist?
Well, typically in my career field, we're the ones that maintain and build all the different weapons that our jets would fly. And specifically, I'm responsible for figuring out where every explosive item on this base would be stored at so that we keep everything safe and keep everybody safe.
Okay, so this sounds like a job that has some danger to it, but also one that can be very satisfying as well.
Yeah, we definitely contribute to the mission every day, but I mean, there are pieces of it that can be dangerous, but we do everything we can to keep it safe, and it's definitely satisfying to know that what we do helps keep our pilots safe and return back to their families.
And how did you decide on that particular field, Tech Sergeant?
Well, actually, when I went to join, they offered me a few different options, and that one sounded, out of the options that they gave me, that one sounded like the one that I would enjoy the most and that would have the most direct impact on everyday things. You know, I didn't want to necessarily be a police officer in the military or something else, so that one just sounded like it matched me probably the best out of the different options.
And have you found it to be what you had hoped it would be?
Just like everything, it's got its moments of being a little bit dull and has its work. But for the most part, the people that I work with have made it an excellent choice. And as I've progressed through it, I've definitely seen how it plays into the bigger piece of the picture. So for me, yes, it's been a rewarding decision.
Okay. Now, besides your regular duties, I know that since you've been in the Air Force, you and others were sent to help a local orphanage in Thailand after last year's devastating tsunami. Now, you were stationed in Korea at that time. But more recently, though, you organized a 5K fundraising run at your base there in Italy. But this was much more than just a fun event. You had a specific town and people in mind back here in the States, didn't you, Tech Sergeant?
Yes, sir, that's correct. We wanted to help the folks there at Newtown, Connecticut.
And why did you decide to do this?
I guess for me, sitting down and reading the news articles and seeing the pictures of the victims, it created a very emotional response in me as a parent and as an American. And I wanted to do something about it. I didn't want to just sit there and feel sad about it. I actually wanted to do something. And so, you know, that was the easiest and quickest thing I could do to get a quick turnaround. And we had just an amazing response. So, you know, a lot of people wanted to do something. I think that's just where I was at, is I wanted to actually not just sit there. I wanted to actually to play a part in helping. And so that's why I chose to do it that way.
And how many people did you end up having involved in this fundraising run?
We had 317 people, including a lot of people brought their kids in strollers and on bikes, and just people all across the base, family members and active duty.
And how much money did you raise for Sandy Hook and Newtown?
At the end of the day, we raised $5,300.
Wow, that is wonderful. That's wonderful, Tech Sergeant. And what did you do with the money? Who did you get it to, and how did they feel about your contribution?
Well, we went through, you know, one of the larger charity organizations, and we sent it immediately so that the money wouldn't sit around. We just went ahead and mailed it and got it over to them. And we called to make sure that, you know, we had done it correctly. But they were pretty much, I guess, in some ways, just in disbelief that we wanted to do that. But at the same time, they were very receptive and extremely thankful and grateful for us taking the time to do that.
Yeah, because you're halfway across the world, and I'm sure that kind of surprised them, that someone like yourself and those people there would even think of them, wouldn't it?
I think so. I think it's easy to think as Americans that, you know, for the military overseas, that maybe we lose a little bit of contact with what's going on back home. But we definitely stay apprised of the situation, you know, via news and online. So I think maybe it did surprise them, but at the same time, it made them very glad to know that we still cared about them.
And as we come to the end of our time today, Tech Sergeant, how did you decide that the Air Force was for you?
Well, I actually, my entire life had grown up wanting to be a Marine, but I had gotten married prior to joining the service, and when we went to talk to them, the Air Force just offered the best, I guess, best direction for me and for my wife, and so we joined pretty much immediately after 9/11 and have been grateful for that decision ever since.
Tech Sergeant Joshua Roberts of the United States Air Force, it's been a privilege to hear from you today. Thank you never seems like enough to say to people like you who selflessly give to serve all of us here in America. But we say a big thank you to you for your dedication to duty and your going above and beyond to help the folks there in Newtown. God's rich blessings as you serve in the Air Force. We honor you, Tech Sergeant Roberts, as our Hero of the Week.
All right. Thank you, Matt.